You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast. We're looking ahead to a couple of events this week, the Shenzhen International and the Valero Texas Open. My name is Mark Walton, filling in for Dave Kellner, who... he's not here once again. He feels like he's never here. He's neglecting the golf podcast. And my name is Mark Walton, filling in. No Mike either this week, but we do still have Dave Tyndall.
Hello.
Holding down the fort.
How are you? Trying my best to keep it going, yeah.
Yeah. Are you well?
I'm very good, thank you. Yes, are you?
Yes, yeah. Not too bad.
Good.
Recovered from the Masters yet? A lot of people would have been happy to see Sergio win, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it was a brilliant Masters. Yeah, I was slightly, my appetite for golf was slightly diminished last week because, you know, you've had a big week at the Masters and everything else sort of pales into comparison. But I did get my sort of mojo back in terms of watching it via the, on Sunday just about. So
yeah,
it was a good final round actually in America.
Yeah, we'll have a quick look back at last week then as well before we get stuck into this week. So Wesley Bryan claiming his maiden PGA tour title, holding off Luke Donald for a one shot victory in the RBC Heritage. It was quite a good finish.
Yeah, I actually gave him a good mention at 66-1, Wesley Bryan, in last week's podcast, and I did actually put him up as a 22-1 pick on the radio.
Good.
On Sunday night.
Nice.
William Hill Radio, 5 till 10 p.m. of a Sunday. That's when I'm on doing the golf, and he was a few back at the start of play, and everyone around him played rubbish. I thought at 22-20 was a decent shout, and he won by a shot. So that worked out quite well.
Nice. Yeah. It's always nice when it works out.
It is, yes. Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah. In the other one, the trophy, Hassan, the second. Eduardo Molinari turning back the clock. He produced a sensational finish to win his first European tour title for 7 years.
Yeah, he played in the Ryder Cup in 2010 and just kind of went south a bit. His brother's always sort of kept going and been consistent, Francesco. But Eduardo's had injuries and just struggled a bit, and you kind of thought, where's his career going? But he's been working hard and he gets his reward. Eagled the last hole, which was enough to get him into a playoff in the end. And he held his nerve to win that. So, yeah, fair play to him. A reward for all the hard work.
Mm. Yeah, beat Paul Dunne in a playoff in Morocco there last week. Should we move on to this week?
Yes.
Right. We'll go to the European Tour event first, which is the Shenzhen International in China. It's only a young tournament, only started in 2015. It's at the Zhenzhong Golf Club.
Oh, that's Zhenzhong? Full marks, yeah. I was just going to go Genzhong. You're throwing in a bit of Mandarin.
Well, we'll try. It could be completely wrong, of course. It's a 7,145-yard par 72. And in recent years, the scores have been 16 under par, 12 under par. Is it? You're going to have to be quite a lot under par to win at the moment.
Yeah, it's quite a generous fairways, this course. It's not overly long, so the guys can attack it. And as you say, I mean, in theory, it's a good course for the big American playing this week.
Yes, the headline name at the tournament is Bubba Watson, but he's not favourite. He's actually second favourite in the market. Tommy Fleetwood is the 12-1 favourite. Bubba Watson, 16-1. Ross Fisher, 16-1 as well. Wiesberger is 20-1. Luton is 20-1 as well, as is, go on, help me out, how do you say that one?
Peter Uihlein.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. You made it seem much more easy than I thought it was going to be.
And it's a hard one to spell, that. Your sort of fingers are trained to sort of, that doesn't look right.
25-1 or bigger prices for the others. So why isn't Bubba Watson favourite?
Yeah, I think the last couple of years he's gone here, maybe definitely single figures, maybe even 6-1 1 year, because he's the big star name, two-time Masters champion, but he's been really in poor form this year, as highlighted by his miscut at Augusta a couple of weeks ago. That continued a pretty wretched run. He's not had a top 20 in a stroke play event this year. So I think William Hill have thought, well, he's not really worthy of favouritism here. We've got some good European talent taking place. Tommy Fleetwood's played really well this year. He's won a big event in Abu Dhabi and played well in the Mexico Championship. Ross Fisher's been playing really well. Wiesberger's consistent. Loughton, So, you know, Bubba, in theory, the course should suit him because it's par fives are gettable and he hits it a long way, but he's just off the pace. He's been playing with a pink ball, which seems a bit odd, a bit sort of gimmicky. It's kind of, he's kind of thinking, what's he really, his mind's not, maybe not quite in it at the minute. So, yeah, I think it's fair enough to not make him favourite.
So, you're going to take him on as well then?
I've said all that.
Yeah, he's my pick here.
Yeah, well, I did want to sort of actively take him, and rather than just saying he won't win. So if you scroll down, we do actually have a top American market.
Right.
Which combines Bubba and the guy, your new favourite golfer, Peter Uihlein. So we find that market. There's a few other Americans playing in this event as well, but Bubba's the obvious favourite, 5-4. Well, I think Peter Uihlein can take care of him this week. Peter Uihlein has finished fourth at this course a couple of years ago. There's also David Lipsky, Paul Pettersson and Daniel Im. Well, Lipsky's got a woeful course form. Paul Pettersson, he's done nothing here either, and he's a bit in and out. He's better on a sort of a really short course, which is tighter. Daniel Im's got no form. So I think it is basically there for the taking. And Bubba Watson, I think you can really take him on. So Peter Uihlein's going to be my first bet of the podcast today at 7-4, just to be top American. It's quite a simplistic one, but if you have a couple of points on that, it might pay for a few bets elsewhere.
Yeah, I like it. More than one angle in here, of course. To find that, by the way, if you go to the Shenzhen International pages on the golf pages of the williamhill.com website, you can see a load of extra markets underneath the outright market, if you like, and it's called Top United States Player, if you want to get involved with that. In terms of tournament winner, Dave, who you got on your shortlist there?
Yeah, there's some good players at that front end of the market, and that's where I'm going to look. I certainly thought about Fleetwood, but just a bit tight at 12s. Wiesberg is always consistent. Alexander Levy at 25s has got some really good course form, but the one I'm going to go for is Joost Louten, the Dutchman. He was runner-up last year, so obviously plays this course really well. He's very, very consistent, hardly ever has a bad tournament. And last week, he came off a few weeks off and finished tied 13th in Morocco, so I thought that's a nice sighter to get him going. Has played some really good golf in the Far East, and particularly at this course. So I just thought 20-1 for a player who you almost guarantee will give you some sort of run was a decent each-way poke.
Okay, 20-1 in the market. Joost Louten at the moment. Any others on the shortlist for yourself before we get the dreaded who you don't want to win, are you?
Hao Tong Li, who's the sort of local Chinese favourite. He's another former runner-up here, and he's won in China, so he deserves some respect. Kiridash Afibana at the Thai, he's won here before as well. Paul Dunne, who made the playoff last week. Mm-hmm. All those players I've said, Lee, Afibana and Dunne, they're all 33-1 chances. James Morrison at 50s, he's in really good form. So you can go down and make a case for quite a few, but I just think Louten is the one, maybe. Just with that nice warm-up last week, he's the one who's trending in the right direction.
Blown away the cobwebs and
yes,
all that.
I think so, yeah.
Who do you not want to win the tournament?
Well, I suppose if Bubba did win, I would look very foolish, so I'll go with him.
Yeah. With his pink ball and all
yeah.
That.
I've written him off. Yeah. Two-time Master Champion. He's rubbish.
So a couple of players then for Dave. Peter Uihlein at 7-4 to be top United States player, and Joost Louten at 20-1 in the tournament winner market. Let's move on to the PGA Tour stuff, the Valero Texas Open coming up this week. And this has now found its home at TPC San Antonio. It's a par 72. 7,433 yards. It seems to favour big hitters, this course, as well.
Yeah, there's quite a few up there. Brooks Koepka is our favourite here at William Hill at 16-1, and that's fair enough. Does absolutely tonk it a mile. I think he's 6 in driving distance this year. Played well at the Masters. I was close to putting him up, actually, but right. I think our odds compilers are reading from the same hymn sheet and they've collared him a little bit.
Yep.
So he's just a bit too short for me. Charlie Hoffman, the defending champion, has got a great record here. He's 20-1. Again, I think we've kept him on side at that price. There's a few Brendan Steele hits it a long way as well. There's a few, but I'm going for someone at 80-1.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll dangle that carrot a little longer then. I'm just going to go through the top end of the market first. Brooks Koepka is 16-1 with Matt Kuchar. Charlie Hoffman, 20-1. Jimmy Walker, 20s as well. Billy Horschel, 22-1. Adam Hadwin is 25-1 with Brandon Grace. It's 25s also for Brendan Steele and Kevin Chappell. In fact, there's a whole host of these, isn't there? Schneider Jans is 25-1, Patrick Reed 25-1, Ryan Moore's 25s as well with Tony Finau, and then 33-1 or bigger for the others. Tell us about your 80-1 shot then. Who is it?
Just reading those prices, I can't remember a tournament where there's been you've read out the 13th player and you're still only at 25s.
Yeah.
It really is packed, that front end of the market. There's no single figure price, not even a 12 or a 14, so it really is, you know, it's wide open. We can't quite decide on who's the winner. So they're all, I mean, you can make cases for all those, and that's why I couldn't really pick out a 25-1 shot over, you know, another or another or another.
Yeah.
So I've gone down at 80s and I've gone for Sung Hoon Kang, right, the Korean player. Probably not very well known, I would imagine, to a casual golf observer. It's just got,
no.
He played really, really well in the Houston Open, which of course is also in Texas. So on his last trip to Texas, he played brilliantly. He opened up 65-63, had a big halfway lead, led going into the final round, and had a good chance to win in the end, but finished runner-up. Didn't quite get it done, but still a really, really good effort. But it wasn't out of the blue when you look back at his record. You look back to Pebble Beach last year, and he actually shot 60 in one of the rounds. So he's no sort of, you know, who's this guy?
No.
Although that was the kind of the narrative on the TV, there was who is this mystery man? And it's like, well, not really. And he was tied 18th in the US Open last year. Then after Houston, he's gone to Hilton Head last week and finished tied 11th. So he's got this bank of really good form. Speaks really good English as well. So again, that was the kind of thing. I don't know why they didn't speak to him more, because he's quite fluent in English. And he's played this tournament three times before. Okay, the first two he missed the cut, but they were a number of years back in 2011, 2012. Played it again last year. Made the cut. Nothing spectacular, but finished 42nd. But I think in the form he's in, I think 80-1 is kind of, it's reflecting the fact that I don't think many people think about him in this. There's so many obvious names, yeah, in this market. I think, well, he's not really on the radar. But in terms of results, I think he should be. Some of the stats I looked at this week that I think you need to do well on are the par fives and the strokes gained off the tee. That's one of the categories if you go through the multitude of categories on the PGA Tour stats. He's doing well in those, Kang. He is 37th on the par five stats. There's four of them to go out this week, so that should bode well. And he's 34th in strokes gained off the tee, which basically is a combination of long and straight. So he's a good driver of the ball, basically, and does pick up shots against the field in that category. He's also just switched putter, and he's decent in the putting stats. He's 75th overall. If you think of that, that's 75th out of 205, I think it goes up to.
Right.
Where some of the people who I quite like, Kevin Chappell and Ryan Palmer, they are almost dead last in the putting stats. And although this isn't a putting contest by any means, that's a bit bad, isn't it, when you're that far down? It's like you want that. I think that's enough to put you off. It's quite a big part of the game, putting. So the fact that Kang is holding his own in that category as well, you put it all together, and I just think at 80-1, okay, if it was 40s, which probably 40s or 50s are a truer reflection, but at 80s, I think he's the one that jumps out as the value to me.
Okay, could be value then. Sung Hoon Kang, there are 80-1 in the market. Any more picks for Texas?
I looked at a few. Luke List, I like. He is 40-1, but again, I think we've kept him slightly on side there. John Pettersson, he is 200-1. He's an interesting one. He's finished tied 11th at this course before. Once came fourth in a US Open, and I was reading some quotes about how he's seen all his mates that he sort of graduated with win, and he's kind of been left behind, and he says he doesn't, you know, it's not right that he should be catching up by now, and he needs to do something about it. So he's talking a good game, although I looked on his Twitter feed and I did see he'd been in Vegas before last week's event on a bit of a stag do thing. So
did he meet Dave Kellner over there?
Well, that did cross my mind, obviously. Yeah.
He's 150-1 in the market as well. So
oh, right, possibly been backed in.
Yeah.
What is he for top 10? Because if I think at 150s, I'm just a little bit put off, but top 10, I think he might be something around 14-16s.
Let's get the page up here.
For John Pettersson. Let's have a look, scroll down. Where has he gone? There he is, 16-1. I'm going to have a point at 16-1 on a player who's a really good player, but he's just maybe his attitude hasn't been quite right. Now, people might say, well, he's gone to Vegas.
Yeah.
And maybe he's still not quite right. Yeah. But you know, we can. That was last week. He played in the event afterwards and didn't make the cup, so he's got that out of his system.
He'll be fine now.
His body will have recovered.
Yeah.
But I think he's played some decent golf this year, plays well on this course. Good player in the wind as well, and it always gets windy in Texas. So again, I can't really hone in on one of the market leaders, so I'm looking elsewhere, looking a bit further down the odds. I think he's worth just taking a chance on.
Okay. Final question about Texas then. Who don't you want to win?
I'd probably say Brooks Koepka, because had he been a bigger price with us, I would have put him up. But right. I think we've done the right thing in terms of, if I was laying this mark, I wouldn't want to dangle him at too fancy odds. I just think he's a really talented player. Came tied 11th at the Masters last time. Had a bit of a dip, but that tied 11th at the Masters really shows him going in the right direction, and this course should suit him.
All right, good stuff. Anything else to add?
I don't think so. Shall I run through my
summary then? Yeah.
Yeah. So you've very conveniently got them all up there on the...
Here's the list I prepared earlier.
On the bet slip, this is brilliant. Yeah, Peter Uihlein for top American in the Shenzhen International. That's at 7-4. I'll have 2 points on him at 7-4. I'll have a point each way on Yousse Loughton in the outright market in Shenzhen at 20s. We're a fifth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, let's not forget.
Yep.
So if he does come six and you're going, he's still going to get played out with William Hill. Then in the Valero Texas Open, I will have a point each way on Sung Hoon Kang at a juicy 80-1, and I'll have a point on John Pettersson in the top 10 market, and that's at 16-1.
Splendid. Final thing, just remind any listeners of your Twitter handle if they would like to get
it. Yeah, on Dave Tindall Golf. I might actually put up a first round leader bet, but as we're recording this podcast on the Tuesday, the round one tee times aren't out in America. If Charlie Hoffman gets a favourable tee time, I would look at him.
Okay.
He was the round one leader at the Masters. He was third after round one at Bay Hill, a couple of starts before. Third after round one in this event last year,
yeah,
in the Texas Open, and also the leader after round one in Houston last year. So he's a player with a history of fast starts. Now, I'd need to see his tee time against the weather forecast, because I think in this tournament, one of the years, there was a huge discrepancy in when you went out. I think it played four shots harder in the afternoon, so you want to be on the right side of the draw, so there's no point in just putting him at willy-nilly and guessing. I want to see when he is and that weather forecast, because it's a science, Mark.
Yeah, much more considered than guesswork.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Dave. Been a pleasure once again. Good luck and enjoy it this week.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Dave Tindall's thoughts on this week's golf. Then the golf podcast will be back next week, of course. Dave Kellner should be in this seat, and hopefully we'll have Mike back in the studio as well. But Dave's done a sterling job there. Thank you very much for listening, and enjoy the golf this week.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.